yeah. I mean, everybody, with everybody, boys and girls, used to go down there. I mean, it was a wonderful place.
It was a little bit
responsible. I think it was always cows in
there. It was.
We used to actually have the sports day at the field at the top for Pilton School.
Field.
It was level up there.
Flat, you see.
It was flat, and we used to go up there for sports day from Pilton School. We used to walk up through Ladywell.
Mm.
It was quite strange. The top of that field, it was level.
Yeah. And we used to do country walks as well.
Well, that was our football pitch. When I can remember here at school, we used to play Bluecoat School, North Walk, and they always used to thump us. They were that much bigger. But our home pitch was on the, just in over Northfield Lane, where Linborough Road in Manning's Way is now, in Northfield Cottage, that flat bit.
That's right.
And usually, during the game, the ball would run down over the hill and everybody used to be arguing about who was going to fetch the ball back, you know. But that was our pitch where we used to play then.
Yeah, we're all...
Pilton United. Champions.
John will tell you, he's got the full history of our success.
He's got the whole team sheet from when they started.
Yeah, this was when under
18s. Other results.
You remember Barnsford Town, when we played Barnsford Town Colts? Christmas Eve. Christmas...
I scored a penalty. We lost 10-1.
10-1.
I didn't.
On Christmas Day, I was that much.
Yeah. Was I the one telling
George
you?
George was in goal.
I got net rash.
Net rash, that's right.
Christmas Day, Christmas Day morning, I remember I scored a penalty and we lost 10-1.
I think it was the first time we ever played in the actual goalposts. I mean, there was a massive area.
Yeah.
But I can remember we used to play against Sherwell lads, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And after you got their autographs, so. But we used to play home up on where Byron Close and Maysfield Avenue is now.
Yes.
And I can remember putting sticks up, the rope was stringing across the top, and going over Royal Gammon and Baker's and getting bags of sawdust
to do the lines.
Yeah, to do the lines.
And we used to
play them there, didn't we, up here? And we used to go to Yeoston Park, the cycle up there, and play them cricket. And I could only remember we'd play all against them, and we always used to reckon you could come home on the bicycles from Yeoston Park to the waterworks without pedalling.
Because
you had enough momentum coming down the slopes, and we used to reckon you could get to the waterworks.
Do you remember the twins?
That's quite a long few.
The twin, the pals. The twins, one twin used to sit in the front basket in that corner. Do you remember that corner just before you get to Babbage?
Yeah.
They come off from that corner. It's notorious sort of crash on that.
So one riding, one in the basket.
One in the basket,
one in the carriers or something,
That's quite a few miles, isn't it, come down there?
But it was more difficult going out there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, your father used to take us out in the baker's van.
Yeah. On the baker's van?
Yeah.
We used to take the team out.
Ryan's father, when he worked for Barnsville Bakers.
Yeah.
All crammed in the
baker's van.
Like
right. Yeah. But it was almost like an annual fixture, wasn't it? Against Sherwell.
Sherwell,
Corneliers.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the names that I can remember.
I remember we played cricket there. When I think nowadays they go out and look at the pitch and think if there's a bump, we just go out there and chuck the stumps in anywhere, you know, balls flying past your ear hole, you know. And
well, you never thought nothing about cycling at Sherwell when you were those days, did we?
And
cycling was nothing. Cool.
We
used to cycle up Chapperdown, picked daffodils.
Yeah. Amazing. I'll tell you what happened one day with a friend of mine from your vale. He came and said, "Do you fancy going for a ride, a bicycle?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I've got father going to see me grand." I said, "Where's that then?" Exmouth. And me and Dennis Shepherd, you remember
that? Yeah,
yes, I do.
Yeah.
6 foot 70. Very great boy at school. We never told our parents where we were going, and they were looking at, and nobody had seen me. People are looking for me. We know when we got past 10 at night.
Was it you and I cycled to Clovelly once?
Yes.
Did you make it to Exmouth and back?
Yes.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it. I mean, he's grand. Couldn't believe it. What are you doing here, Dennis? I'm coming to see you, Graham. So that's 40 miles. I mean, you've got to go back more than 40. It's 40 to Exeter.
Right,
yeah, and then we cycled back again.
He
never told his parents who he was going. Mine, I was about 15 at the time, but there was nothing unusual. You don't understand your parents where you were going, because I mean, you'd be gone all the
time.
I can remember cycling Clovelly, were you?
Yeah, I know. That was a harder ride going to Clovelly than it was going to the Express, I tell you. But we never thought about the distance at all.
Well, all the traffic, there was never an issue.
No. But you think we had the bloody sense of telling your parents that we were going off for a ride. possibly going to Exmouth.
That's why you
probably... They probably wouldn't have not known how far Exmouth was away. You know, they, I mean, you didn't venture that far out. There weren't many people in those days that had cars. They never...